Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
You can't put a price on love, but it seems now you can, because couples preparing to get married this year are seeing the rising cost of living reflected in their wedding budgets. Inflation, higher energy costs, price of materials like flowers and stationery have added unexpected charges to many weddings. And to talk about this a little more, I'm joined on the line by Jessica O'Sullivan, who is editor of the wedding website One Fab Day. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. But you've heard about a number of couples who've seen the costs rising. Now, this is despite they've already secured a price per guest from their venue. One couple contacted you who had €5 per person added on to the agreed price. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We have been contacted by a number of our readers and many of them, you know, talking about how stressed out they are, how the kind of extra financial cost is making them a bit anxious about their wedding. And the thing is, it's anecdotal for now, and we don't know how widespread it is yet across the industry. But I mean, the staggering figures you just quoted earlier in the show would kind of imply that it's going to be more prevalent.
So these are people who have gone to the venue, could be a year or two ago, and agreed the date, the number of people and the price, but they're now being told that that price is going up. Is that how this is working?
Yeah, so you would sign a contract with your venue, and every single detail would be agreed in advance with regards to your package and how much everything would cost. I think the thing is, when couples do find their dream venue and the date is available, they get very excited and swept up in the romance of it all. And sometimes maybe don't stop to think and look at the small print. And this is really where people are getting caught, because some contracts will have a clause within them that allows for increasing the cost per head when it comes to inflation, and others won't. Mm-hmm. So couples now are finding that they're looking at their contract and this clause is there, and there's really very little they can do about it.
So if the clause is there, if the hotel has said to you in that contract, we have the right to increase the price that we have agreed with you, can you still go back in and try and haggle with them a bit on what they're looking for?
Absolutely. I mean, we work very, very closely with all wedding suppliers, including venues, and none of these people are in the business of, you know, stressing out their couples. They want to give them, you know, the day of their lives. Many of these people are, you know, family run businesses, independently run venues. They live and breathe weddings. So, and they kind of get by in word of mouth as well. So they want them, their couples walking away, you know, having had a positive experience. So I think a lot of venues are open to coming to kind of an agreement that's fair to both parties, because they do understand that this is an extra stress on the couples. Mm-hmm. With the person who actually had her cost increased by €5 per head had a meeting. She arranged a meeting with her venue to go in and try and negotiate a more favourable rate, or maybe extras or something like that. And she was very happy with the outcome.
Okay, so you can do that. You don't just have to accept what you're being asked for. You can try and cut some sort of a deal. It's not just venues, though, who are struggling to keep the cost at the level that they agreed with the couple. It's also the other suppliers. And I mentioned the florists. I'm sure people who make the cakes, the bakers and so on, are they facing rising costs, and are they having to have difficult conversations with couples?
Absolutely. And I suppose when you're looking at, say, the cost of your flowers versus the cost of your venue, which is half of your budget, you're getting into smaller figures. So maybe you can absorb those a little bit, you know, on the chin. But the thing is, anyone who's supplying a service that requires materials is absolutely going to see an increase in their overheads. We recosted a lot of our content on site, which deals with the costings of various things that come with weddings. And what we're seeing is that people like makeup artists, hairstylists, photographers, videographers, they're kind of holding fast on what their prices were during the pandemic or before the pandemic, except if there's a transport cost involved. But anyone who has materials, the cake makers, the stationers, the florists, they have had to increase their costs. I mean, they're absolutely passionate about what they do. but it's also their living. So they have to keep their business viable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they're having to increase their prices. Who's paying for weddings these days? Have you been able to find out in your conversations with your couples who use OneFab Day, Jessica, if they're paying themselves or are their families helping out?
Yes, couples today are very independent. Most of them pay for their wedding themselves. They either save or they take out a loan. I think a lot of them want to stay independent because as soon as you start bringing, say, parents in paying large sums towards your wedding, they get a say. And that can open up a whole other can of worms when it comes to the politics of who comes mm-hmm. and what type of day it is and that kind of thing. So we're seeing, today's couples definitely want to do their wedding their way. And the way to do that is to kind of stay financially independent from their parents.
Yeah. And the one day is important enough to them that they would take out a loan to finance it.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, as well, is that we're so generous here in Ireland as guests. The cash gifts that people give go above and beyond. And some couples would factor this into that when they're doing up their budget, that they would expect to get X amount maybe in cash gifts. Some people even ask for cash gifts only. It seems a little bit kind of cold, but if you're trying to fund a wedding that's €36,000, which is the average of what our readers spend, then, you kind of have to think about these things.
Absolutely. Listen, I think I'd be putting in the invitation. I'm being charged an extra €5 a head. Can you top up the present? Jessica, thanks so much. Jessica O'Sullivan, editor of OneFab Day. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.